Hello, everybody. This is Sherilyn O'Sara, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is June 3rd, 2023. I'm going to be talking about something that is going to strike everybody in a different way, right? So, normally I'm talking about how to better yourself and, you know, how to overcome obstacles and different things like that. Today I'm going to be talking about morphology. What does that mean? Well, basically, morphology is like the study of biological things, a living organism, and the relationship between that living organism and the structure around them. Why am I talking about this? Well, morphology is basically like, you know, a caterpillar, for example. Eventually, the caterpillar becomes a butterfly. They morph into this beautiful creature, right? So basically, I'm going to talk about problems in that way. So when you're one person, you only have your problems, your dealings, your way, your everything, right? You go to work or you go to school, you have your friends, you eat the same way, blah, 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 right? But when one person becomes two people that become one again, you're morphing with that other person. Why am I talking about this? Okay. The reason being is because if you're morphing with somebody that is not compatible to you, even though you want that person to be compatible to you, and you try to be compatible with them, unless you're an actual match, you're morphing the wrong way. You're going to be holding on to somebody else's problems as well as yours. That's what happened to me, and I recently discovered, you know, different things even about myself. I have been with somebody for almost 9 years, and I've taken on, obviously, whatever dealings I have to deal with. And then I've taken on their problem, which is ginormous. And for many years, you know, I just kept trying to help them and whatever. And, you know, and it would consume me as well, because, like, I'd be having their problem on my mind 24 hours a day. I actually sometimes forgot. And I'm not saying I have problems, so I don't want anybody to think I'm a depressed person, and it's okay if you are, but that's not me. It's just that every day we face some kind of a challenge, but when you have somebody else's challenges facing with you, it's hard. It's very hard. And after my boyfriend and I split last week, you know, in the beginning I was sad, obviously, it's been 9 years, right? But actually, I'm so much happier. And I feel like this huge weight has been taken off my shoulders. Do I want to be alone the rest of my life? No. Do I hope I meet somebody eventually? Yeah. Do I want to meet somebody soon? No. Because I have to tell you, now I have to rediscover myself again. And this is what happens when you do take over somebody else's problems. Now, I'm not saying little problems. Like, I mean, The way you become one is by, you know, compromising each other, right? Like, you know, you give some, they give some. Except for I was the only one giving. This individual couldn't drive, so I had to drive all the time. When it would be stormy out, even though I worked a whole days, you know, a whole week, I would still have to go pick them up and take them home because I would feel guilty making them take a bus or a train. I can promise you, this person did nothing of sorts for me. And that's why I feel so much better, because now I don't have that responsibility. So now let's get back to morphing. So basically, I was morphing myself and somebody else's problems, and I morphed into that. And now I no longer have that. If you find yourself that you're in a situation similar, you can make excuses, but honestly, you have to really ask yourself, like, Is something being given back to me? Because I would like try to play in my mind, this individual would, you know, do this for me. And I'd be like, oh, he's like really nice. He can only do so much. But honestly, that's not true. So now that I'm stepped back from the situation, I'm so much better. And I'll be better. Here's the thing about that too. You know, just try to imagine a weed. Let's take a weed, for example, right? Pretend you're the weed. When the weed is growing, all the trash, and I mean it, trash, like there could be cigarette butts, there could be chip bags, you know, cookie, whatever, right? When that weed grows, it's going to grow with that. It was sad when I did some cleanups recently because it's horrible to see. But that's what I'm saying. Imagine while you're getting older, you could be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. It doesn't matter. As you're aging somebody else's problems with you. And again, I'm not talking about my new problems. I'm talking about something big. And it weighs you down. And eventually, you become that problem. So what I say to people when they're growing and as you're getting older, just make sure your presence, your life being, your energies and everything else around you, just make sure that they're compatible to you, to benefit you, to make you shine, to make you, you know, who you are. Don't become somebody else. Just become you. Because sometimes negativity is the worst. Anyway, my name is Cheryl A. Nocera again. If anybody wants to ask questions, you can always ask it on this podcast. Or you can Facebook me at you can email me at lucky7158@AOL.com. Or you can Facebook me at Cheryl A. Nocera. Anyway, I hope everybody has a great weekend. I'm going to be doing a talk show in another couple of hours. Stay tuned for that. That's CTS, Cheryl's Talk Show. Have a great day. Bye.